Yeah, so I've done some, you know, pretty controversial and polarizing reporting in the past decade when I've been writing about politics. And when you do that, you obviously get attacked in lots of different ways. It's not just me. It's everybody who engages. It's just sort of the rough and tumble of politics and journalism. But I really haven't experienced anything even remotely like the smear campaign that has been launched by Democrats in this really coordinated way ever since I began just expressing skepticism about the prevailing narrative over Russia and its role that it allegedly played in the election, and in particular in helping to defeat Hillary Clinton. I mean, not even the reporting I did based on the Edward Snowden archive, which is extremely controversial in multiple countries around the world, not even that compared to the attacks now. And the reason is very, very obvious, which is that it has become exceptionally important to Democratic partisans to believe that the reason they lost this election is not because they chose a candidate who was corrupt and who was extremely disliked and who symbolized all of the worst failings of the Democratic Party. It's extremely important to them not to face what is really a systemic collapse on the part of the Democratic Party as a political force in the United States, in the House, in the Senate, in state houses and governorships all over the country. And so in order not to face any of that and have to confront their own failings, they instead want to focus everything on Vladimir Putin and Russia and insist that the reason they lost was because this big bad dictator interfered in the election. And anyone who challenges or anyone who questions that instantly becomes not just their enemy, but now, according to their framework, someone who's actually unpatriotic. That if you question the evidence, the sufficiency of the evidence to support this theory, that somehow your loyalties are suspect, that you're not just a critic of the Democratic Party, you're actually a stooge of or an agent of the Kremlin. And obviously, we've seen this rhetoric for decades during the Cold War, although back then it was the far right.